Rus, as we well know, accompanies Naomi when she returns to Beis Lechem Yehuda. But they are living in dire poverty. And therefore Rus is forced to go out with the poor people to collect in the fields the matnos aniyim, the leket, shichacha, and peya that are left for the poor. And she ends up in the field of Boaz. And Boaz notices this woman. And he asks, what's the story? She was a stranger. And they tell her the story of Rus, how she left everything behind, and she came back with Naomi. So Boaz goes over to Rus, and he tells her, I don't want you to go collecting in any other fields. I want you to stay in my field. And don't worry, I'll take good care of you. And Rus asks, why should you extend this kindness to a total stranger? And he says, because I know what you've done, that you were willing to leave behind your family, your homeland, and to go and to join together with Naomi, that you underwent such tremendous sacrifices. And then Boaz turns to Rus and he gives her a bracha. Yishalem Hashem pa'oleich, May Hashem reward your action, and may your payment be full from Hashem, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge. What does it mean? What did Boaz mean when he said that your payment should be full from Hashem? Why should it be otherwise? Rav Pam Zatzal, the legendary Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Torah Vadas, sends us to a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Memches, Amud Beis, asks the following question. Why is it that at times we see that Geirim, that converts, have a lot of challenges and suffer a lot? What is it that somehow or another in the life of the ger, there is often a lot of suffering? And the Gemara offers a number of different answers. And one of the answers that the Gemara gives is that this convert, when he was a non-Jew, delayed in converting to Yiddishkeit. And because he delayed in converting to Yiddishkeit, therefore, he suffers. And what's the proof? The proof is from that pasuk in Megillas Rus, that Boaz tells Rus that her reward will be shleima miyim Hashem, will be full, because Rus was the person who didn't delay. And because she didn't delay, she will get the full reward. But those who delay may not get the full reward, and therefore at times they may suffer. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in his comments on the Gemara in Masechet Yevamos, asks a very straightforward question. Why should a convert, so to speak, be punished or suffer because he delays? Who says that a goy is required to convert to Yiddishkeit? A goy is required to observe Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. But who says he has to accept Tayag Mitzvos? And Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, that's correct. He doesn't have to accept Tayag Mitzvos. He doesn't have to convert. But once a non-Jew sees the light and realizes that the Torah's way of life, of Tayag Mitzvos, is the only true way to live a life, and that's the only way to really, really connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, once he sees that truth, he's no longer allowed to delay. He has to seize the moment and immediately act upon it. And if he deliberately delays, then sometimes there's a price to pay. We see later on in Megillas Rus the need to act right away, not to delay, to seize the moment. In Paragimel, Ruth goes to Boaz at night and lets it be known to Boaz that she wants him to be the one to redeem her, to be the Goel, to be the person who will engage in a prototype of Yibum, not precisely Yibum, but a prototype of Yibum that was practiced in the time of Tanakh. And Boaz says he'll do it. And Ruth returns home and tells this to Naomi. And Naomi tells Ruth, Shvi biti ad asher teidin echi pol davar, sit here and wait. Ki lo yishkot ha'ishkim ki lo davar hayom. I know Boaz. He's going to take care of this right away. And sure enough, that very same morning, Boaz goes to the Sha'ar and in front of the Zakenim, and he meets the Goel, Ploni Almoni, possibly named Tov, and he says to him, you're the closer relative. Do you want to redeem the Sada, the field? And he says, yes. He says, but if you redeem the field, you also have to marry Rus. And the Goel says, no, that I'm not interested in doing. So Boaz says, then I'm going to do it. And that very same day, Boaz goes ahead and marries Rus. And Chazal tell us that by the next morning, Boaz was no longer alive. He passed away. But that night, right after he married Rus, Rus became pregnant. And presumably 9 months later, gave birth to a boy named Oved, who grew up and gave birth to a boy named Yishai, who grew up and gave birth to a boy named David. And because Boaz didn't delay, Boaz was zoche to be the great-grandfather of David HaMelech, from whom will be descended Melech HaMashiach. When you have that moment of Hesorus, you can't delay. You have to seize it right away. The Gemara in Maseches Sota, and Daf Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, has two traditions regarding Bnei Yisrael waiting on the shores of Yam Suf with the Egyptians ready to attack them from behind and the waters in front of them. And there's no escape. And one tradition has it that nobody wanted to go into the waters, even though they thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maybe saving them. Everybody was wary of going in, was fearful. So Nachshon ben Aminadav jumps into the water, and the waters don't split right away. But he goes into the water until he almost drowns. And then at the last moment, the waters split. And because Nachshon sees the moment, Chazal tell us that Nachshon, who is the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, that Shevet Yehuda was zochet to Memshala, zochet to the Malchus. And there's another tradition in the Gemara, a different version of the story, that the Shvatim were arguing amongst each other who is going to be the first to go in. And this Shevet said, I want to be first. And said, I want to be first. And while they're busy talking, debating, Shevet Binyamin says, forget the talk. And Shevet Binyamin goes into the water and jumps in first. They not only walked, they not only talked the talk, they were willing to walk the walk or jump the jump before they're busy debating. Because of that, the Gemara tells us, Shevet Binyamin was zocha that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was situated in their Nachla in Yerushalayim. Because according to one tradition, Nachshon seized the moment. According to another, it was Shevet Binyamin that seized the moment and received a tremendous reward. And sometimes when you don't seize the moment, you lose out. Torah tells us in Parshas Vayakel that Moshe Rabbeinu announced that it's time to bring and donate to the Mishkan. The Nesiim of the Shvatim were very wealthy. And they agreed amongst each other that, listen, we could come along and donate so much, but we just want to give an opportunity to the Hamon Am, to the rest of the people, to donate. And you know what we'll do? Whatever's missing, we'll fill in the gap. By the third day, there's almost nothing missing. Bnei Yisrael had seized the moment and donated, that the only thing that was left for the Nesiim to donate was some of the precious stones, the Avnei Shoam, the Avnei Miluim, the Besamim and the Shemen. Everything else had been taken care of. And the Torah writes that the Nesiim donated these items, and it writes the word Nesiim missing a yud. Their name is incomplete. Why? Because they were lazy at the beginning. And you'll come along and say, lazy? They weren't lazy. They made a cheshbon, they made a calculation. They said, listen, it makes sense. Let everybody donate what they can and we'll fill in the gap. The explanation is, had they had this orus of being able to donate the Mishkan and taking advantage of it, they wouldn't have delayed. But they just said, no. They didn't feel that this orus, so they let it dissipate. But everybody else felt this orus, and they didn't. And therefore, the dore doros, the title is written chaser. Without the yud, because they missed out on this lost opportunity. Says Rav Pam, when you have a moment of Isaurus, you have to take advantage of it. And the message is applicable to all of us. But maybe, primarily, to MMY, Tavshin Pei Bet. You're getting ready to leave soon. And I'm sure that you can take a look with tremendous pride on all that you've accomplished this year. But there's a natural concern that how do you keep things up? How do you maintain the levels of Ruchnius that you've worked so hard on achieving? So you have plans. You have plans how you're going to work on your Avodas Hashem, on your Tefillah, on your Torah, on your Shmiras HaMitzvos, on your Bein Adam LaMakom, on your Bein Adam LaChavero. And how you're going to do all sorts of things to keep it up as much as you can. But when are you going to start? Planning to start the day after you arrive home. That's not the Soros that you need. Can't wait till the day after. You have to start not even on the day you arrive. You have to start from the moment that you leave the building to go to the airport. Already then, you have to think about what you're doing now, not what you're going to start doing next time. How are you going to spend your time waiting in the lounge to board the plane? And how are you going to spend your time on the flight back to Chutz Laretz? What are you going to read? What are you going to watch? Maybe what you're not going to watch. You're going to be careful to make sure that you daven properly. Not only that you daven, but to daven is properly sending, giving as much time as you can, given the constraints. That you be careful about your brachos. And be careful about your Bein Adam L'Chavero. And if you're flying at night and people are trying to sleep, that you make sure that you won't disturb them, having conversations with others. Then when you continue and you land, so easy to miss out on Shachris or Mincha. But it's got to be a priority. It has to start right away. And if you set aside the time in your mind and going to learn at least a little bit every day, you can't start the next morning. It has to start right away. This is the legacy that we have from Boaz, from Ruth. From Nachshon, from Shevet Binyamin. You have to see this is the moment. And when that feeling of Hisorus arises, to take advantage of it right away. And if you do so, then Be'ezus Hashem will be zochet to the bracha that Boaz gave Rus. Shalem Hashem pa'olech, Sihim askutech shleima, meim Hashem, Elokei Yisrael.